tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dana. Well, here we are. It's a great sunny day at the end of August, but I don't know if you noticed, but it's already getting a bit darker, isn't it? And the nights are drawing in, as they say, yeah? The kids are soon be going back to school, and the A-level and GCSE results, they're all out, of course. And I don't know, it's that time of year when if you want to go off to university and things, you've either got a place or else you're frantically diving around trying to sort something out. Or if maybe you didn't quite get the grades you wanted, you're not too sure what you're going to do. And there's other people thinking, well, I've always wanted to get back into education, but it's never quite seemed to work out. And where can you find out all about this? Well, this could be for you, because we're joined out live on the line by Gail May from the University of East London. Gail, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
Right, it's a busy time of year for you. I mean, everybody else is all going off on holiday. I mean, what's happening down at the University of London at the moment?
Okay, well, we're really busy. We've got two main campuses in Stratford and in Docklands, and we're really busy at both of them, helping students to find the right programme for them for starting studying this September. So there are still places available. We have a phone line at Docklands, which I can give you the number for, 0208 223 3333.
And we'll give that number at the end as well if people want to go and grab their paper and pen and stuff like that. So right at the end, yeah.
Thank you. But also at our Stratford campus, we actually have trained advisors, and you can drop into our Stratford campus anytime, 9 till 7 this week and 9 to 5 next week. And you can actually talk to somebody. So if you are returning to education after being out for some time, or if you don't think you have the right qualifications, or if you've always thought about university but were never sure if it was for you and if you had the right experience, you can sit down with one of our qualified advisors and they'll look at your experience, your life and what you want to do and help you to kind of find the right course for you.
So of course, it's a lot easier in many ways to get into university than it used to be, say, like, you know, like a few years back and things like that. There's all these other courses, but maybe you could just say something about, I don't know, there's these access courses and new beginnings, and what exactly are they? How do they all work?
In Stratford, if you go to see our advisors, that's exactly the kind of thing that they can talk to you about. So some people who don't have formal qualifications, so haven't done A-levels, have been working for many years, they don't necessarily have to go back to school and kind of do GCSE and A-levels. We actually at University of East London have our own intensive access program called New Beginnings. And that's a 12-week fantastic program. There is a short entry test, but if you get onto the program, we help you prepare all the skills and everything that you're going to need to be successful at university. If that doesn't suit you, we can also advise you about access programs. We don't run them at the University of East London, but we are very well connected to our local FE colleges, and we know what programs they run, what entry criteria you need, and so we can also advise you on those programs as well. They tend to be a year long, quite intensive, really really good programs as well for getting you back into education.
And of course, this advice, is it, when you think of universities, people always think of it degrees. I mean, do you do other courses as well?
We do mostly degrees, but we also do some extended degrees. So for those, again, who perhaps don't have the traditional entry qualifications, they might find themselves on a four-year program, which kind of gives them a foundation year if they don't have that experience. So, we're mostly delivering degree programs, but I think... degree programs are really exciting, varied. There's hands-on, there's study abroad. It's not just your kind of traditional being in a lecture, being in a seminar, although, of course, that's an important part of it as well.
And, of course, a lot of people, here we are in East London, have got qualifications that they got abroad as well. And, I mean, a lot of employers, they turn their nose up at these things. I mean, can you look at those as well?
Yeah, we can. Again, because we have this fantastic service, the Information Advice and Guidance Service, our advisors are very well able to kind of deal with those sorts of queries as well. So we look at any international qualifications, we understand the equivalence, we can advise you what you might need to do or what programs you can get onto with those qualifications.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really difficult area, isn't it? The other thing is, I mean, of course, education, it's an expensive business as well. You can end up paying a lot of money in fees and things. Has there any help that people can get? I mean, since grants were abolished, and we're always hearing about tuition fees, and it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it, all this?
It is a minefield if you don't have experience in that area, but we can help and advise you on that again. The first thing to remember is that there are loans for your degree, so you don't have to turn up on day one with a pile of money to pay for your degree. You get a loan from the government. The interest rates are low. You don't pay back until you're earning over a certain amount of money at the end of your degree. But we also at UEL, we have a fantastic range of bursaries as well, which could be for some students up to around £4,000 in bursaries. It depends on eligibility, and you need to again kind of talk through with an advisor or with our clearing hotline about what bursaries you could be available, it could be available to you. But there's a range of support. We also have a dedicated team called our SMART team, which is Student Money Advice and Rights Team, and they can look at your individual financial circumstances and really help you to understand what it means for you as well. But that central message is you don't have to pay anything up front, and there are still grants as well for students who qualify on an income basis.
Okay, and I don't know, it's expensive business. I mean, is it worth it? I mean, a lot of people would be sitting around thinking, you know, maybe they've got a family or maybe they've got certain financial commitments, and they're thinking, well, is it worth it in the long run, though, do you think?
Okay, I absolutely think it is. My life was changed immeasurably by doing a degree. I come from a non-traditional background. Myself, nobody in my family had been to university. I got to do the most amazing things at university, and also the opportunities that were open to me after getting a degree. Those same opportunities are not open to those people who don't have a degree. The employability experience that you get when you come to UEL, we have a fantastic employability team. We do mentoring, so there are top businesses who mentor our students. We do internships, we do volunteering. We have a whole range of support with CV writing. But the central question, absolutely, getting a degree is absolutely worth it. It just gives you choices in life, I think, that you don't have if you don't have one.
It opens doors to people. I think that's probably a good
one.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break now. Can you just give me those contact details again? How people, if they're just thinking, this is no sort of, not like they can tie themselves down. They can go along, get some advice, and they can go away, think about it. They're not sort of like they've got to sign up there and then, is it? So how can they contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our clearing hotline number, which is 0208-223-3333, and we've got advisors on the line there. If you want to drop in person and you live in the Newham area, or really the East London area, we have our Stratford Centre, which is our Stratford campus on Water Lane.
That's on the corner of Romford Road and Water Lane, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a lovely old building, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a lovely old building, fantastic, beautiful building. Come to our main entrance and there will be advisors there to meet you. Please don't feel worried about it. They're really nice people, and as you say, it's not a commitment. You're not signing up there and then. You can explore your options. And we're also open all year as well. So it's not just now, but the advice centre is open all year round. But yeah, please do come down and talk to us, because we've got great people who can offer you tailored individual advice.
And when's it open again?
That's open 9 till 7 today and tomorrow, and then next week we're open every day 9 to 5. You don't need an appointment, you just drop in.
Just turn up there and away you go. We've got to go to the break now, but finally, what advice would you give you? Someone who's listening, they're just sitting there and they're thinking, I'm thinking about taking that step into higher education. What advice would you give them?
My advice really would be to talk to somebody about it and to look at your options. Somebody who can guide you, somebody who doesn't make choices for you. Our advisors don't make those choices for you, but you can go and look and you can actually see what is available to you. And you might actually have a range of options and a range of interesting degree pathways that could take you to all sorts of fantastic careers.
Gail May from the University of East London, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you so much.
And stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM, because after the break, we've got a special guest. He's going to be putting one over on Tala, you know. He's been giving us a song. He's a busker. Stay tuned.
To advertise your business.